This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We were going to play Raheem's comments on Cousins needing to play better. I think we just did that, right?
Yes.
We just did that for a
yes.
few minutes. We don't have to do that anymore. Let's move on to the other game that happened last night. The Vikings are 12-2 now, which is pretty ridiculous. Like, nobody had them doing this season at all. Obviously, Sam Darnold is having a renaissance of the season. Here's their head coach, Kevin O'Connell, talking about winning all the games they have.
I love that we've won 12 out of our 14 ops, but we want to be able to finish, and it's going to be a grind because these are really good football teams we're going to play, whether it's two on the road or hosting Green Bay here. So a lot out in front of us, but we got to go back to work.
Yeah, they clinched a spot in yes. the playoffs last night by winning that game, and they finished the season at the Seahawks versus the Packers at the Lions.
Yes.
And that game against the Lions, like, that's going to be for the division.
Yeah, man, and the Lions are in a bad spot, I mean, it's just with the injury aspect on their defense. I mean, they lost their best defensive tackle. They already lost their best defensive player early in the year, lost their best corner, the best linebacker. And sometimes, putting backups to backups out there. And we already know how aggressive Dan is, and he's going to be that way even more now probably. It's just beat up.
Yeah.
It's just beat up right now. Minnesota's healthy, and they're playing some good ball. And like you said, Sam Darnold, he's playing within himself, man. He's playing within himself, getting his best players of football. And, I don't know what they did.
Had a flashback to last night because scored a touchdown,
yes.
right? You know what he does when he scores a touchdown?
Yes.
You know, we were all walking down Fremont Street.
Yes, I do. I remember that.
I think we're all pretty good at it.
Yes, I think we were gritting it down.
We hit the gritty on Fremont Street.
We were gritting it down.
You remember that jersey, Mike? No yeah. recollection. We
yes.
were. We
yes.
were doing it.
Yes, we were gritting it down Fremont last night. Yes, we were.
Oh, that means somebody's got security footage somewhere yes. of us doing that.
Yes, we were.
Luckily,
gritting.
We didn't video
yes.
that.
Yes,
Good Lord, we were. Anyway, he got in the end zone again last night as well.
Great dedication to Randy Moss yesterday.
Yeah, man.
I saw Jake Reed and Chris Carter. They were out there with his jersey and everything like that. And obviously, Jefferson, this for you, Randy. So yeah, everybody's thinking about it right now.
He's got cancer. What kind of cancer is it that they said?
I didn't.
Okay.
Know.
Yeah. It sounds like, obviously, everybody's hoping for the best and all that, but kind of the way people are talking about it and all this, like, it sounds like everyone's pretty scared.
Yes.
Like, that's...
Yes. Yes.
Obviously it's cancer. People
yes.
are scared, but, like, that sucks. That's really, really scary.
Yeah,
but, yeah, you saw a lot of tributes to Randy Moss last night, for sure. Sounds like like decent news on Patrick Mahomes. He's got a high ankle sprain. We know that. Undetermined if he's going to play on Saturday against the Texans. A lot of people suggesting that maybe he just shouldn't because of how good their record is and how badly they need him in the playoffs. Yeah. But
Patrick Mahomes is going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play football.
Like Andy,
he always does.
Andy and the organization is going to have to tell him he can't play. Because if he can play, he's going to play. I mean, he's going to play. And I know they got a quick turnaround. They go Saturday and then come turn right around and play on Christmas and everything like that. But, no, Patrick Mahomes going to play. We talked about this yesterday. This dude's been hit in his career, man.
Yeah.
They are bad up front, especially at the tackle spot.
It was mounting up.
They're bad.
And then that play where he kind of got rolled on Sunday was just one too many. Now he's got that high ankle sprain. And, again, like, this isn't breaking news or anything like that. But, I mean – they've been getting by the skin of their teeth all year anyway.
Yep.
That dude's not playing. They don't have a chance.
Chance.
You got no chance.
Don't give me no damn field. Carson Wentz.
Is he their backup?
Yes.
Yeah. No. That's – yeah. Speaking of the Lions, I did want to mention this because so much of the injuries they've had have been on defense.
Right.
And Aleem McNeil got a torn ACL on Sunday too. That's a defensive tackle. David Montgomery's out indefinitely.
Yes.
Like – that two-headed monster they have at running back with him and Jahmyr Gibbs has been phenomenal all season.
Yes.
And now, again, it's indefinite, so who knows? It's a sprained MCL. But David Montgomery being out is a big deal.
I thought I saw that yesterday.
Dang, man.
And so, he's not gonna be back anytime soon, man. You know, that's another blow for them. Luckily, I mean, they still have a lot. Jahmyr Gibbs is a special player and everything like that. And Jared Goff is just playing really, really well. He's playing really well. That offense is humming. Their defense, and we talked about just a second ago, that's going to be their issue, man. That's probably the health of this football team, especially on the defensive side, is what's going to hinder them from making the Super Bowl.
I want to see if this is true. Hutchinson was talking about if they make the Super Bowl, he'll be back.
Yes, that was the thing.
All right.
That was the thing.
I promise you I'm going to be back, he says, if they make it to the Super Bowl.
Yes, that was the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
That'd be a hell of a story.
All right.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, man.
Led he's a high school football coach.
Yep, Miami Northwestern.
They win a state title his first year as head coach.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of Reigns, school out of Jacksonville, who's a powerhouse also. But, yeah, good for Teddy, man.
Shout out to Teddy.
Miami Northwestern bought the biggest this damn hotel. One of the biggest schools I've ever seen in my damn life. But I, of course, I have some teammates that went to school there, so we would go out there and do stuff for charity and things like that. But, yeah, good for Teddy, man. Teddy walked away first year down there, go get a damn state title.
Well done.
Good for him.
Giants, Texans, and Saints decided who their starting quarterbacks are going to be this weekend. I would imagine the Raiders are undecided, too.
Yeah, but I think the Saints are going to go with probably Spencer Rattler.
Probably Spencer Rattler. He almost won them that
Mason
game.
Mason Rudolph and the Titans and –
Tommy time? Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle's going to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Falcons could beat Tim Boyle. Right?
Yes, they can.
Kirk Cousins, even with whatever is happening right now, it's better than Tim Boyle.
They can beat the Giants with Tim Boyle.
Oh, you wouldn't come with me on that second part?
No.
All right, if he's not better than Tim Boyle, they need to put Penix in the damn game. All right, put Penix in the game.